Hello.
Hey, Tim. How's it going? My name is Scott Bear, and I'm a writer for Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. I guess the first question is probably an obvious one. What are your emotions right now, especially after you heard that you were going into the Hall of Fame?
I'm all over the place right now, brother, to be honest with you. You know, we're trying to take all this in and understand the responsibility that we have now and be able to live up to it. So it's an incredible honor, and I'm just looking forward to what all this may mean in the future.
Did you have a feeling that this might be your year, or did it kind of catch you by surprise?
Well, you know, I did a little gig for Sony on Thursday and on Radio Row, and 6 hours I was there, so I guess it was more than a little gig. You know, I was getting some very positive feedback from a lot of the voters, I didn't know where we were going to speak, and that was the first time that I didn't hear, this year may not be your year, but it's coming. You know, it was the first time I didn't hear that from not one of the voters. And you never want to take something wrong with it, but, you know, when you've been through what I've been through the last 5 years, you know, you try to hold on to every bit of hope you can find. So from that standpoint, I felt better, you know, and I felt I can talk a little bit more about what I accomplished this year, and without, you know, my great friends, Andre and Chris, feeling as if I'm trying to backstab them. So I think from that standpoint, I felt better, and the reception I got was different. And I'm glad to realize that I'm not crazy. What I was hearing came to fruition.
How did you spend your Saturday? Like, did you try to take your mind off of the fact that people were voting and making these big choices over the course of this Saturday? Did you put out of your mind? Could you, you know, like, were you nervous about it? How did your Saturday go before the big?
Well, you know, I was up at 4:40 doing a gig on Fox and Friends. And then I had 3 hours of radio on Sirius Radio. Came back and tried to lay down for a minute, and really couldn't do that. So I had another event around 2:00 that I had to be at. So I was trying to stay busy, but you know, knowing that between 4 and 5 o'clock you were going to get a call was pretty made it pretty tough. You know, so those last couple hours being in the room was pretty mind-boggling. And you know, you're looking at the phone, wondering when it's going to ring, and then you end up not getting a ring. You knock at the door. So, but it was all good.
You know, so much has been made about kind of the wait to get here now that you're finally in there. How would you describe it? I mean, is it at all a sense of relief, or are you just excited by the moment?
Yeah, you know, Chris Carter said to me last night, he said, man, you won't even remember the wait once they call your name. And, you know, last night I looked at him like he was crazy. Like, man, you got to be kidding me. You know, I've been waiting 6 years now. No, 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 it's a man. I didn't say that to him, but that's how I looked at him. But he's exactly right. I mean, standing here today, it's like, really, I've been waiting 6 years? It feels like, it doesn't feel like that. So I think, man, that just shows me, anyway, the magnitude of this whole event.
I saw some quotes from Marvin Harrison, and he was extremely complimentary of not only you as a player, but also you as a person. And there's kind of been a steady, progression of good quality wide receivers getting in. I'm sure that you believe that he is deserving. Do you think that he should be up next?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. And, you know, I know they have a lot of guys coming up, Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and, you know, Tio and Randy, all those guys are coming up. But there's no doubt in my mind that Marvin will be the next receiver to go in. He's a great guy, incredible football player, and a guy that's well-deserving, obviously. So looking forward to welcoming him in, no doubt about it.
And I just have one more thing for you, Tim, and thank you very much for your time. But it's crazy to think that you're a part of a franchise that now has 23 Hall of Famers. That's a pretty staggering number. Can you talk about being a part of such a strong Raiders tradition, and then also just about the fans that have always been so supportive over the years?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, you know, when I got to the Raiders, I realized one thing, that these folks had a legacy of greatness, you know, and you know, what they did off the field was one thing, but how they played football was totally different, and was at an incredible level. So, you know, you never want to put those things out there publicly or whatever, but privately, you know, I would always say to myself and to my family that, you know, I got a lot to live up to. You know, I got a Hall of Fame coach, you know, coaching me. I mean, what the heck, you know? So, you know, you're reminded every day of the standards that you must have on the field. So I think from that standpoint, man, I always knew that I had to, you know, be as good as I can possibly be, and do everything that was possible for me to get done. And as far as the fans, man, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, what Raider Nation did for me was incredible. You know, the relationship I had with the fans just made it a lot easier for me to come out and do what I did on the field. You know, I mean, I felt as if they were actually listening to me when I had my radio show, and I would say, ask them to do certain things in the game and don't do certain things in the game. You know, I felt as if I had a connection with those guys. And, you know, when I was with my family and I would tell them, hey, hold back a minute or, you know, whatever, they just never disrespected me and always kept me in high esteem out there. And so it's amazing to have such a great relationship with so many different people around the country. But, you know, I'm just so happy that I stayed and was able to finish play so many years with the Raiders.
Tim, thank you very much for your time. And, of course, enjoy the rest of your night. I'm sure it's pretty crazy out there.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.